Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Doing well. And last week, you left us with a challenge about our wonderful guest, Leanne Hansen.
Who was so fantastic. I said, start with the name Leanne Hansen, drop one letter, then rearrange the remaining 10 letters to spell two one-word movie titles. What are they? And as a hint, I said one movie was from the 1950s and the other was from the 1970s.
Well, Leanne Hansen has an easily anagrammed name, so Shane and Alien are the answers.
That is correct. All right, Ian. On June 29th, 1976, Silly Love Songs by Wings was the number one song in the U.S., according to Billboard magazine. So this week, our quiz is about other number one hits with the word love in the title.
I'll love this.
I knew you would. All right, first up. The 1992 number one hit by Whitney Houston featured on the soundtrack to The Bodyguard.
That's I Will Always Love You?
I Will Always Love You is correct. It spent 14 weeks at number one, which was a record at that time.
Huh.
The 1964 number one hit by The Beatles with the lyrics, I may not have a lot to give, but what I've got I'll give to you, for I don't care too much for money.
Because money can't buy me love?
Can't buy me love is correct. The 1968 number one hit by The Doors, whose title is followed in the chorus alternately by Won't You Tell Me Your Name and Let Me Jump in Your Game. This is the one I thought you would nail.
This is an all-time embarrassment, but I don't know.
The song is called Hello, I Love You. The 1984 number one hit by Tina Turner, the title of which was later used as the name of a 1993 biographical film starring Angela Bassett as Turner.
What's love got to do with it?
That is correct. And finally, the 1982 number one hit by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, later parodied by Weird Al Yankovic as I Love Rocky Road.
That's I Love Rock and Roll.
That is correct.
And while we're at it, let me put another dime in the quiz box.
I think we may have to pay some royalties for that. Joan, the check is in the mail. Well, Ian apparently loves silly love songs. He went 4 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or visit wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit questions, or to take another look at this week's challenge, which I'm sure you'll love.
Think of a 1960s number one hit song whose title starts with the word love. Rearrange the letters in the other two words in the title to spell something a band might record. What is the song and what is the thing? So again, think of a 1960s number one hit song whose title starts with the word love. Rearrange the letters in the other two words in the title to spell something a band might record. What is the song and what is the thing?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America, and obviously a romantic, and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike, I'll think of that quiz and get back to you the same time next week.
We'll see you then, Ian.